yesterday. Following his State of the State address, Governor Dennis Dugard signed the Operation Reach All Veterans Proclamation. It kicked off the State Department of Veterans Affairs initiative to reach out to all the state's 75,000 veterans. For more about the initiative, State Veterans Affairs Department Secretary Larry Zimmerman joins us on the program. And Secretary Zimmerman, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Hey, thank you for having me here. Good afternoon.
Now, as I understand it, this initiative takes a new approach to reaching the state's vets?
Well, yeah, and the approach is this. There are 75,000 veterans within the state, but that's an estimated number. And from the VA to my department to all the veteran service organizations all have a list. But what I've done is compiled as much as I could a full list by name and going to start contacting from A to Z each one of those veterans.
So in the past, it was usually a situation where the vets would have to contact the VA in the Veterans Affairs Department, which is a new department.
Right. They'd have to contact our department, or they'd contact county or tribal veteran service officers, or they would contact a veteran service organization, VFW, Legion, and those. What we're trying to do is make sure that the veterans are contacted and they know that there's benefits available to them, and if they have pursued any of those benefits, education, health.
Did you find that in the past, that waiting for veterans to reach out didn't quite work as well, that they were maybe perhaps getting lost, and if they had benefits and needs and help that they weren't getting it?
I think the key to this is there's a lot of veterans that have sought help and gotten it, but there are some that have fell by the wayside, if you will, from World War II veterans to Vietnam-era veterans, where the diseases that have come about from Agent Orange, they might not know about them and have lived their life since the 60s or 70s with heart conditions or some sort of cancers and haven't treated, not knowing that it was caused by that Agent Orange. And they've had a bad experience when they came home and haven't came back. So we're trying to reach out to those and all others.
So how will the Operation Reach All Veterans initiative work? This is a process or a program where you'll be traveling the state, going to various events in communities all across
yes.
the state?
The fortunate thing is the county and tribal veteran service officers by codified law are in each county, and then 6 of the 9 tribes have them. So the base is already out there for us in each county. We are asking the counties with their association and the commissioner's permission to have 2 outreach events per county. That'll give us 130 some events across the state, besides the state fair and other places that we're already at. And of course, we're set up here in the rotunda for the legislative session with the booth.
Where did this idea come from? Just from the past year of being the veteran secretary, maybe your own experiences as a vet yourself?
Well, the Operation RAV, Reaching All Veterans, initial thought was thrown on the wall by Audrey Ricketts, our public information officer. And then as a group with strategic planning, we came up with the idea, presented it to the administration, and they let us kick it off, which is very exciting.
Is this something that's been done in other states?
You know, there are other states that are reaching out, if you will. I know of North Dakota that actually has employees on board that's what they're doing. But I think we're not new, but it's a little inventive in the way we're doing it and the way we're going to go about it and not having a huge cost. We're using the available assets that we have.
So this isn't a taxpayer-funded program?
No. The county veteran service officers are in place. My field service officers are in place. Our department was made 2 years ago as a department itself, so we've been in place. And my travel budget, we did up a little bit so we could get out there and see all these folks.
Is that the relationship with the federal VA? Is this something that a program that you've discussed with them, bounced it off, thought about what their reaction is?
Well, I have a good relationship with the VA across the state, both directors on the east and west side. We've talked about it, but we're in with them, if you will, anyway. My regional office, at the regional office for the federal VA, I have 9 employees that work claims that come from the county and tribal veteran service officers for compensation and pension and even my education office here across the street at Pierre. So we work with the federal side at all times, and they've welcomed that and want that too.
You said earlier that you don't know that there aren't records of every vet in the state. Why is that? It would seem to me that there would be the record of that, and you would know who they all are.
Well, and I truly believe there is a record for each veteran.
Uh-huh.
They have their service record. They may have joined the VFW. They may have went to the VA. They have may have came to my department. They may have joined the Legion or any one of those other veteran service organizations. It's the tying of all those together and making sure. I have a story of a World War II veteran that's 92 years old. A few months ago, we got him started with pension, which is a minimal amount each month, but he was 92 when that started. He could have started it at 60. We need to find those, and then this outreach to all the veterans. We may find that Vietnam era, Korean, World War II that hasn't stepped forward. You know, that greatest generation from World War II is a lot of pride there and don't. Vietnam era veterans might not want to, same with Korean. So we're just doing this reach out to make sure everybody is getting all that they're due for stepping up and raising your right hand.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Our guest is State Veterans Affairs Department Secretary Larry Zimmerman. Yesterday, Governor Dugard signed the Operation Reach All Veterans Proclamation, which kicks off the State Department of Veterans Affairs initiative to reach out to all the state's 75,000 veterans. Now, Secretary Zimmerman, you mentioned the vets World War II going on through Vietnam, through the Afghanistan and Iraq. I'm guessing that the needs of these veterans, they're very different, and different programs are available to them, which is one of the reasons why this Reach Out initiative is so important.
Sure. You know, the resources over the years have changed from World War II up until today, and those resources including, we started the Veterans Affairs Department in 1944, but the amount of resources available today to these service members is unbelievable, and the benefits and education and health that's available to them is just, it's all over. So we want to make sure they all have it. And again, I want to find those veterans that have not stepped up for whatever reason and give them the opportunity to do that, or enhance those that have and may have something else that has been a health issue or something. Wives of World War II veterans, the widows, have some benefits available to them. We want to be able to reach out and touch all of those.
And when did the events start?
Well, what we've done is given that to the county and tribal veteran service officers across the state, so the six tribes and all the counties. And what they will do starting after yesterday is set up their events. It'll run through our office to when they are and where they are. I'll have a department employee at a minimum at each one of those, plus that county person. We're not doing presentations or anything. It's setting up a table. If they walk in, we'll have the computers to be able to help them and see if there's compensation or education benefits that they are owed, and just work with the veterans in that capacity.
Now, you've been you're just passing your first anniversary as a Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and although I think I said earlier this is something new, but this is new as a cabinet position, correct? That's just to clarify there.
Yes, the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs was a combined department for decades, and Governor Dugard and Lieutenant Governor Michaels decided to make two departments, and I became the first Secretary of Veterans Affairs as a standalone department January 9th of last year, so it just went over a year.
And what has that experience been like? I imagine that given your experience as a Vietnam vet, you were in the National Guard, Ameren National Guard, for what, close to three decades? 29 and a half years. That this has been something that's been quite rewarding for you to work and help fellow vets?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. In the 70s, I was a Vietnam-era veteran, and I knock on wood and thank God every day I did not have to step in country. And then I did the Guard for 29 and a half years, and in 08, 09, I went to Afghanistan. So I've got a flavor of a lot of different eras, and it's been an exciting year. We have a new website, www.vetaffairs.sd.gov, that sets up and lets these folks find their county veteran service officer or tribal. It's just been an exciting year. We've built a lot of things, prepped for this Operation RAV, and 2014 will even be bigger and better.
Are there certain things that when you start out to do this job, certain things that you didn't expect that have come up?
Well, I'm learning a lot. You know, we have the claims division in Sioux Falls. I have the education and benefits here in Pierre. And I have the vets home in Hot Springs, South Dakota State Veterans Home. We're building a new building. So I have been learning nursing care home administration. You know, we have 107 employees. It's just been an exciting time, but all of my past experience with the Guard, active duty in the 70s, and my trip to Afghanistan have given me a taste and a feel for what these veterans need and want. It's just been an exciting time.
How important is that, that you have that experience as a veteran? To, I mean, does that really help as opposed to maybe someone who wasn't a vet to be in a position like yours?
Well, I not because of me, but I just think it's paramount. I can talk to the veterans of the Vietnam era because I was in active duty in the 70s. I can talk to those OEF, OIF that have deployed and even relate to the Desert Storm folks. I think it's important to have those experiences, to have lived some of that. So when I speak to them, with them, and about them, I know the story and I've walked the walk.
What do you see are some of the biggest needs for South Dakota's veterans at this point in time?
Well, you know, as the governor state of the state mentioned, we are a state that stands number one in many areas, business and a whole bunch of others. And I truly believe he's shown the care for the veterans with this new department. I think now to date, even from Vietnam, World War II, and our present OEF, OIF veterans, the care for TBI, the care for PTSD, there's large percentages of those veterans that have issues with post-traumatic stress disorder. We need to help them. We have plenty of resources and places for them to go. It's just, again, getting the word out and having them stop into their county and tribal veteran service officer to find out what we can do for them.
And again, the needs of these new veterans quite a bit different from the, say, the 92-year-old World War II vets.
You know, I think it's the same and yet different. World War II vets came home in the 40s. They were shell-shocked. They had lived and went through living hell, if you will, in their war. But we handled it different. We didn't have the resources available for their mental well-being and stuff, so they just kind of went on and lived. My dad died at 86, hardly ever spoke about his time in 4 years in New Guinea, but that's because of that generation. That's what they did. The newer generation speaks about it, talks about it, and has a lot of places, from vet centers to behavioral health places to go, and other veterans. World War II and Vietnam and the new veterans, it's great to get them together and talk, because their stories are really the same and yet just from a different era.